Right now it's time for Mondays with Mike. Each month we ask one of our Mikes, either WPR Director Mike Crane or Director of Content Mike Arnold, to join Central Time or The Morning Show to bring us up to date on WPR programming and operations. We've got WPR Director Mike Crane in the studio with us today. He'll share news on some weekend schedule changes coming to the Ideas Network, among other things. And as always, we welcome your calls at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have about what you're hearing on Wisconsin Public Radio? Are there any programs you'd like to see us carry? What would improve your WPR experience? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. Mike, welcome back to the show.
It's always good to be here. I want to jump on something right away, Rob.
Yeah.
We heard in the newscast the story about our colleagues down the street almost, WORT, having had a late night shooting. We're really, all of us here at WPR, our hearts go out to them. And, you know, we feel some of those same fears about what might happen here. So we try to keep things locked down. And today we were revisiting our measures to make sure that people are safe here at WPR as well. So our hearts go out to them, and we're very glad that there was no loss of life at WORT.
Yeah, and still watching for details on that story,
yes,
too. So
yes.
As we heard in the news, we'll keep hearing about that in our news breaks.
Yep.
Well, Mike, I understand we've got some changes coming to the weekend schedule, specifically on the Ideas Network side of things. Again, some people know, some people don't. We've got two networks, or
yep,
two broadcast networks, the Ideas Network and then the NPR News and Classical Music. So what's happening on the weekends on this side, the Ideas Network?
Well, so we're making a couple of changes, and you know, we'll definitely talk about this as we go through the half hour. Mm-hmm. It is always really hard to decide to let go of something in order to put something else on. And we are doing that in this case. It was announced earlier that the Kevin McKinley On Your Money segment was going away as a weekly thing anyway. And we're adding some really great programs, but others will go away. I'm excited about all of these programs. It's Been a Minute with Sam Sanders is kind of a show covering news and pop culture. Sam Sanders, many people have heard either on the newscasts or if they listen to the News and Classical Network, they'd heard him on Morning Edition or All Things Considered. A great reporter, great conversationalist, and that's going to be replacing On the Media on Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Hidden Brain. Now, a lot of people are familiar with Shankar Vedantam's
sure
work because he's been heard on lots of broadcasts. He also has the podcast by that name, Hidden Brain. And Hidden Brain will be on at 2 p.m. on Saturdays, where we had the repeat of The People's Pharmacy. And there's some more. Should I keep
sure
going?
Here's one. We've got this Live Wire show. We've got a little audio from the host, Luke Burbank, here. This is from a pledge spot, actually, but here he is talking about this show.
Our hope is that we are able to create week in and week out something that really sounds different on public radio. It sounds, I don't know, maybe a little corny, but within our kind of staff meetings, I always try to talk about Live Wire as being the realest show in public radio. I don't know if that's grammatically correct or not, but I want to create a show that really creates actual genuine conversations and genuine moments of surprise and delight.
I've heard a lot of buzz about Live Wire in the public radio world. What are
yeah
we getting here?
Well, so it is kind of a variety show of sorts, but Luke Burbank, people have listened to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, will have heard him. He can be very funny, and he has great guests, and we've been thinking about this show for a while. One thing we've talked about a lot on the Monday with Mike segment is we'll be paying attention to what's going on around the public radio universe, and sometimes we're getting a lot of requests for something, or we found something we think people really like, and I think that'll be the case for Livewire. That's going to be at 4 p.m. on Saturdays, and that'll be instead of podcast playlist.
And then this newfangled show, I'm not familiar with it. To the best of our knowledge,
never heard of that
has
one
a new spot on the Ideas. But of course, that's from us here at Wisconsin Public Radio, a national show. That's got a new spot on the Ideas Network.
Yeah, that'll be 3 p.m. Saturdays. We are replacing Travel with Rick Steves, and all of these programs are still going to be found on podcasts and so on because they're continuing production, but we're changing our schedule. And there's one more I want to mention. we're flipping Garden Talk and the People's Pharmacy in the morning. So now Garden Talk will be at 6 a.m. and the People's Pharmacy at 7. And we're doing that so we can pair our two health shows together and have a bigger block.
With Zorba Pastor.
Yes, Zorba Pastor on Your Health. So we can have a bigger block of programs that are kind of related. That tends to help with radio broadcasts to group things together in that way, and we'll see.
Talking to Mike Crane, Director of Wisconsin Public Radio, about all things WPR. It's Mondays with Mike. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Let's go to your calls now. Larry is with us in Madison. Larry, hi.
Hi. I know that when Mike was on last time, there were a couple of calls in, more or less complaining that the Week in Review was taken off. I want to give the other side of that. I'm glad to see it go. First of all, the main reason is we just didn't learn anything. We knew very well what was going to be said about the issues of the week, and I think a much better approach would be to find some sort of analysis of what's been going on. It doesn't have to be a debate. We could have people with different points of view and so on, but rather than just blatant partisanship, the airwaves are full of that right now on both radio and television.
Larry, thanks for the call. This is the Monday Ideas Network Friday 8 to 9 on the morning show. Was the Joy Cardine show before that long-running segment there.
Yeah, and it won't be a surprising, Larry, that we have people of different opinions than yours, as you're commenting on. I remember many years ago there was a segment on television. It was called Point Counterpoint. And the premise was that it would be two people who disagreed, and they'd debate an issue. Sometimes it got so it's like, yeah, I know what they're going to say. I'd like to see something else. And so I understand that comment. What I can say is that the morning show team, which has been almost entirely reconstituted, is almost all new people, a few people that are veterans of the Ideas Network. They're rethinking everything on the show because it's a great opportunity to do that. I've often said to people that, yes, we even right here in the building, we're uncomfortable with change many times. And if we stayed in that place and refused to ever change, it might be great that we still had a field with Ranger Mac and Let's Sing and Let's Draw and so on. But we wouldn't be doing all the great things we do now on the Ideas Network. And so we wrestle always with change. And there may be a different version of the Week in Review that comes back at some point, but at the moment they're just talking about it.
I can host the reboot of Let's Sing and Let's Draw. They'd be more accidental comedy shows than anything, though. Thanks, Larry, for that call. We'll go now to Cindy in Appleton. Cindy, hi.
Hello. Well, I have two questions for you. First of all, I guess more of a comment. I'm a little upset that Kevin McKinley is leaving after all these years. He's a great financial advisor. And then on the money note, your event August 16th up in Door County is $75 for a ticket and then an $8.61 processing fee, which I don't understand why it would cost that much. $75 was kind of pushing the limit for me, but $83 is just overdone it.
Cindy, thanks for the call. Let's take those one at a time. Mike, the departure, as we've heard of On Your Money, the Tuesday morning and weekend show with Kevin McKinley.
Yeah, and last we talked to Kevin, and he's taking a little break. We expect he'll be back on our air more occasionally, not every week.
Ad hoc more.
Yeah, and yeah, he's a great financial advisor, and there are also many others that we're hoping to have on because financial advice remains something that's of great interest to our audience. And so I understand where Cindy's coming from on that. As for the processing fee thing, I understand the $75 price. We have some events that are priced in that range or even higher, other events that are free. We try to have some of different kinds. And to make sure that we're at least defraying our cost overall, and sometimes there's a little bit of a fundraising part involved in that. The processing fee part is basically, it's kind of out of our control anymore. I notice this on things where I buy them online or whatever as well, and they seem to be a part of what vendors are doing mm-hmm. to recoup their costs when we work with them. And I definitely will bring this to the attention of our teams in case there's a reason for us to select a different vendor or discuss it with the vendor. So thanks for the comments, Cindy, both of them.
Let's take a quick look before we go back to more callers, Mike. We've got a primary election coming up Wisconsin, and we're in the midst of our election coverage. Do you want to round up a little bit of what we're doing here?
Yes, and one thing that I just love is to tell people we have been doing on the air since the 1930s, invitations to all people running for statewide office to come in, regardless of party. And usually they accept the opportunity to talk to our listeners. And so we have the primary election coming Tuesday, August 14th. So it's just a little bit away. And you can hear more about the candidates and ask them questions about the issues that are important to you. Sometimes during the morning show, sometimes during Central Time, and the primary races we're covering include all the statewide and federal offices with a primary challenger.
With a contested primary.
That's exactly right. So for governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, treasurer, U.S. Senate, and the House of Representatives in districts 1, 4, 5, and 7. And we'll cover all those races and more. Including attorney general and the other congressional districts as we get to the general election.
Right. And some people say, hey, wait, I haven't heard my candidate from my party. In most cases, that's because they don't have a primary challenger. We'll be inviting everybody in the general election come September, October.
Exactly right. And compiling all of them at WPR.org. So be sure to look there, too. If you missed one and really want to know, it'll be there for you over time.
And then election night, me and Sean Johnson, Frederica Freiberg will be the team for primary election night coverage.
August 14th, starting at 8 o'clock, and that'll be on all of our networks, including WPR.org. So be sure to tune in for that and then the coverage the next morning.
It's the August edition of Mondays with Mike. Mike Crane is with us, director of WPR, taking your questions, telling you the latest news from behind the scenes here at Wisconsin Public Radio. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What are you liking at WPR these days? What's missing the mark for you? What questions do you have? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or tweet us at Central Time WPR. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. WPR Director Mike Crane is with us for this edition of Mondays with Mike. We are talking about all things WPR. You can call in with your questions and comments at 800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. Back to your calls now. Marty is on the line in Douglas County. Marty, hi.
Hi, good afternoon. Well, hey, let's face it, everybody's not going to like everything. So that you hit the mark 90% of the time in my life, thanks so much for that. It could be almost 100% if you were to add a show called American Roots. It's an amazing look at American music, headquartered out of New Orleans, but they hit all over the country. It's a great show. Would you consider that?
Possibly. I know only a little bit about the show because it's not something we've been looking at actively. And that's true of many, many shows. You know, one of the questions we've gotten here before on this segment is for the Ideas Network in particular, why do you have any music shows at all? So that's one of the things we'd want to think about. Another challenge with the NPR News and Classical is that the more different formats, if you will, different kinds of music that we have, typically what happens for radio stations, and this is a huge dilemma for us, is that the more different formats you have, the more people tune out. And you think more would tune in, right? Well, the problem is if it's not their radio station when they've turned it on, oh, I don't like that. They may not come back. And so we're always trying to balance those things. I'm thrilled, Marty, that it's 90%. That's pretty good. Obviously not perfect. But thanks for the suggestion. And I will mention American Roots to the program team.
Thanks for the call, Marty. We'll go next to Michael in Kaukauna. Michael, hello.
I want to thank you guys for what you do for the state of Wisconsin. It's wonderful. We have several radios in our house that are worn out because they're stuck on WPR. And you take them off, they crackle. They don't work anymore except for WPR stations.
Just rip the knob off.
Exactly. The thing I have, there's a show that I love to death. It's called The Splendid Table. It's a food show. It had been on the weekends in the past. I don't know if it's just too expensive for you guys. I've heard a lot of requests for it. And it's, the woman who does it, her voice is so fluid, it's so wonderful. And it's something that, that we really love, we'd like to hear come back.
Thanks for the suggestion. My recollection, because it was quite a while ago, Michael, that was on WPR, except for we have that Thanksgiving special for sure.
Turkey Confidential, yeah.
Is that it? In terms of the audience response, there are certainly have been people that have been asking for it, but in general, it wasn't that strong a response at the time. I think I've heard, and this maybe shows that I haven't focused on it in a while, I think I may have heard that Lynn Rosetto Casper was retiring. And so that's something I would want to check into before we'd consider bringing it back. But thanks for the comment, and I know exactly what you mean. I always thought that Lynn Rosetto Casper sounded a lot like Susan Stamberg from NPR, something of the same voice quality. So, again, I'll put that on the radar of the team, and we'll see, but it had not really had great response.
Michael, thanks for calling in. We've got Paul with us now in Whitewater. Paul, hi.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. What did you want to tell us about?
Thank you for having this program and for talking about your program lineup. One question I have concerns, and I'd like to have this last, but one question I have is, how do you make the changes you intend to make? How do you contact audience members about when you actually have programs on? But the comments I wanted to make were concerning specific programs. One was, I'm sorry to see Kevin McKinley's On Your Money go away. I can understand if Kevin is tired of doing the program for a while. But the program was truly an invaluable segment. Similarly, the People's Farm scenes over pasture are two invaluable programs about health. For those of us who are retired, these are great programs, and the fact that you had them at 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock on Saturdays was excellent. By pushing them so early in the morning, as I understand, these People's Pharmacy is not going to be repeated at 2 p.m., that's going to make it harder for people who get up later like we do.
Paul, thanks for the call. Mike?
Yeah, a bunch of things to unpack. Let's go to the People's Pharmacy part last. One of the things we were seeing is that when we look at the Nielsen figures, that the People's Pharmacy afternoon broadcast never did anywhere near as well as the morning broadcast. And so our hope is that we'll have concentrated excellence in the morning and maybe find a new opportunity, see if something else attracts more listeners in the afternoon. Thanks for the comments about Kevin. We've talked about that a lot. So I do want to jump to what's kind of contained in all of that, Paul, which is how do we make those changes? The fundamental challenge of doing broadcast is it's one thing sent out to everybody. And so we're always thinking about the balance between something very popular, but something maybe that helps a single group or a small group of listeners to really enjoy it and be attracted to it. And we just do try to balance it. We actually really do think that we are in a golden age of audio now that podcasting has become such an easy thing to do. It's on pretty much every mobile phone. You can have a podcast app and tune into things that you aren't finding on the radio. That part's really great. So we try to balance those things in deciding on a schedule. We're always getting requests for something we don't have on WPR, and so we have to think about which thing would we take off in order to bring that program there, like the Sam Sanders program that we're bringing along. And we do our best to balance it is really what it comes down to.
Thanks, Paul. We'll go now to Dan in Milwaukee. Dan, hi.
Hi. So I was shocked to hear that you're dropping On the Media, which is my favorite and most thought-provoking national public affairs show that you broadcast. So what do I need to do to convince you to bring it back? And what do I need? Second question is, what do I need to do to communicate with you to protect other shows I enjoy so that I don't have to listen to a broadcast and suddenly learn it's being dropped too?
Yeah, certainly you're reaching out right now, which is great, and our program teams pay a ton of attention to what listeners are saying. In fact, Dan, you've reminded me there was another piece of Paul's comment that I meant to get to, which is, do we contact listeners to find out when they would like things on the schedule? And that hasn't ever really worked because everybody has a different preference. What we do find, though, and this relates to your comment, is that listeners contact us in droves to let us know what they think is the right schedule. And so I'd say, as it speaks to the programs you like, keep telling us about it. Tell your friends to tell us. And that's one of the kinds of data that we can use to try to make our best decisions.
Thanks, Dan, for the call. We'll go now to Chris in Milwaukee. Chris, hi.
Yes, hello. I just want everyone listening to know that Gertrude Stillman, who was known as Miss Trudy on Professor Gordon's program, passed away this week, and there is memorial for her in Milwaukee at St. John's on the Lake this Thursday. She was a dear, dear friend, and she always used to tease me. She said, oh, you were Miss Chris on television, but I was Miss Trudy on radio. And when I was a little girl, I remember in a one-room country school listening to Miss Trudy, who played the piano for Professor Gordon, who was our wonderful music man.
Oh, thanks so much for the call, Miss Chris. It's sad to learn about Miss Trudy's passing. You know, an awful lot of the people that were broadcasting on what we would have called WHA in the day have passed on, and still we hear wonderful recollections of Let's Sing or Journeys in Music Land, which was sometimes the name of the show with Edgar Pop Gordon. And it was something I really enjoy reminiscing with listeners when I have the chance to talk with them, including you. So it's great to hear from you, Miss Chris.
Thanks a lot for the call. Mike, our segment is done now. People can still share their thoughts and questions, right?
Absolutely. We really do want to know what's on your mind. Really great way is really easy to pop off an email to listener@wpr.org. And you can look on the website for other ways to contact us. So please do.
Listener@wpr.org. That emails our audience services department, you know, just really feet from where we are right now. And they can help you out. Mike, thanks a lot for joining us.
Always great to be here. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
That's Mike Crane, director of Wisconsin Public Radio. If you didn't get a chance to talk to him today, he'll be back next month for another edition of Mondays with Mike on The Morning Show. He'll be talking to Carrie Kaufman in September.